whatever you want. Toll-free number 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll talk about how Ron Paul was booed last night at the debate that he attended. We've got the audio of it here. 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And we'll also talk more about Derek J's plans to go to trial tomorrow for his just horrible arrest by at the hands of the Keene Police Department over the summer for doing nothing that actually involved the victim, but throwing a peaceful, quiet dance party in the town central square. We'll talk more about that as well. Chris, though, is on the line to start things out this hour in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Two things. I wanted to speak to the show. I think I listen to you guys to the show pretty often, and it's really awesome.
Well, thanks, man. We're doing our best here. So what was on your mind tonight?
I've been thinking a lot about, sharing, how to best, share the message of liberty with people. Because it's difficult sometimes as, things get so, bogged down and how the state takes more and more of our rights, how to not sound like Alex Jones when we're talking to our neighbors.
You mean like a paranoid talk show host?
Well, everybody in general that's liberty-minded when we're, sharing the message about liberty, because it's a new message for a lot of people, ironically enough, how we cannot, a lot of times we get mad and angry because it's so frustrating.
I see. So you're talking about the angry side
anger,
of things.
Right,
some people kind
of
go down this paranoid kind of conspiracy theory road, and I wouldn't want to be that person
right.
either. So I wouldn't want to be angry, and I wouldn't want to be a conspiracy theorist. So what was your suggestion? Right.
No, I mean, so, I just got a Ron Paul newsletter from his campaign, and they said something really interesting. And I think most Americans, no matter what their political leanings are, people don't realize that the country's going in the wrong direction. And in his newsletter, it said, referring to Rick Santorum, but I thought it was really neat. They said, if you're going, 80 miles an hour and you're headed off a cliff, you go to 75 miles an hour when you get control of the car, or do you stop, you hit the brakes, and do you turn around? And I think if you kind of pose that kind of question to other people when considering Ron Paul, I think it might help people to consider Ron Paul in a different way and why his message is so opposite of the message of everybody else. Because I think a lot of people have the inclination of thinking he's crazy because his message is so radically different.
Well, liberty can sound cuckoo because slavery is the new norm. But I'm glad you're focused on keeping a calm, cool head about you when talking about the ideas of liberty. That's really important.
Well, I think I was discussing this on the way to the activism we were doing in Concord today about how some people look at the ideas of liberty, or more specifically the people, like, for instance, in our families that might think things about, they're crazy moving to New Hampshire and it's cold there and they're getting active and doing disobedience. They're putting themselves in danger. And usually people's reticence to accept some of these ideas comes from fear. I mean, they may acknowledge at some level that they agree with the ideas, but to actually put them into practice would really take them a level of courage that they just don't have. It's not to say they couldn't find that courage or develop that courage over time if they were exposed to the right people and they were encouraged to be more, forward with their beliefs and actually take steps and do activism. But people are scared, and they're scared for good reason. I mean, the government's scary. They hurt people. They put people in cages. They bomb them. They shoot them. They torture them. I don't blame people for wanting to cower. But unfortunately, it's because collectively most people are afraid is the reason why things just keep going the way they are, and the government just keeps getting away with whatever they're getting away with. Ron Paul, of course, is not going to solve these problems for people. He's maybe going to make the criminal gang a little bit better if he was able to be elected, and some would argue that would never be possible, simply because the powers that be wouldn't allow it to happen with their electronic voting machines and such. But then again, that's more of a conspiracy kind of realm.
At least he'll make the solution a little more obvious to people by spreading the ideas of liberty and talking about self-ownership and encouraging folks to get engaged in solving the problems in their own community by allowing that to happen, whereas previously the tyrants who have ruled as presidents keep people from helping each other by enforcing regulations on them.
So anything else you want to share tonight, Chris?
Well, yeah, actually, I had a question about, you know, some considerations about, you know, tactics as far as, you know, which way, you know, we should orient, you know, our liberty-minded principles in the community. You know, for example, I know it sounds kind of odd, but in a way, I kind of still look at power as like a pyramid. And we who are at the bottom, I wonder how much, you know, effect we have really in the grand scheme of things of keeping a lot of our activism at the bottom in our local communities. Like, I figure if you're going to take down power, it would have to be from the top down, naturally speaking, not from the bottom up.
No, I don't understand how that would work. I think that a lot of people have that idea of, well, we just need to change out the deck chairs on the Titanic. We need to elect new officials and change things from the top. And I firmly disagree with that. If people change from the bottom, as I was saying, and they find courage and they refuse to obey and they refuse to pay, then the state has no more power at that point. They can put people in jail cells, but if people aren't paying for the jail cells, then how is that going to keep working out? If people aren't paying for the bombs and the guns, then how are they going to keep buying them? And if people are not obeying their ordinances and their regulations and their statutes, then how are they going to keep a grip on people and keep a grip on businessmen? If people are just saying no more, then they can't get away with it anymore. The state only exists on people's consent. And as soon as people stop believing in it and stop obeying the people calling themselves the state, they have nothing left. So ultimately, all change comes from the ground up. It can't happen any way else.
I would have to second that.
How do you think is the best way of communicating that to somebody else who has absolutely no idea of non-participation or non-compliance?
Well, Chris, I can tell you, technically speaking, I think it's smart to move with other like-minded individuals who will support you. But what I've learned from moving here to New Hampshire is that it's not about the federal government or global government. It's about the authority exercising power in one's own community. It's local. And so you can always relate to the people you're speaking with about whatever abuse of power is happening in your own community.
Right. I mean, like, rhetorically speaking. Because I think a lot of times people don't feel sympathy for the activist just because their philosophy, what they see is not what you see when they put the cuffs on it.
Sure. There are people that are going to side with the state. There are people that that believe that the people calling themselves the state are correct and that the activists are wrong and that the state can do no wrong. I mean, those people do exist. And if you come across those people and you can't persuade them to your side, then you got to move along and find someone else who's more receptive to the ideas. And if what you're asking for is specific communication techniques, I would recommend that you check out the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org. It's a great organization that has multiple books and audio CDs and MP3s and such that can help people become better communicators of the ideas of liberty. But as good of a communicator as you are, and we all can get better. I mean, I've been practicing it for a decade of my life, and I still know I need some work in some areas. We can all get better. But even if you're a very experienced communicator, like maybe you're Ron Paul or Harry Brown or someone like that who's been doing this for decades, you're still going to come across people that are not going to come on board. They just, you know, they're stuck in their ways, and this is what they believe, and they believe in the state, and it's their religion, and darn it, you're not going to sway them away from it. I mean, this is essentially, you are essentially basically getting people to turn into political atheists to some extent, I mean, for lack of a better term, because the state is a crazy religion. It's a crazy, dangerous, ludicrous, absolutely absurd religion where people do just silly and dangerous things to other human beings in the name of this thing called the state, which is their God. And getting them to change their mind about God is a pretty difficult thing to do. So if you can't crack through them, well, don't worry about them. Plant whatever seed you can. Agree with them in whatever areas you can. I think agreeing with people on something is usually a good way to get them to listen to something that you disagree with them on down the line. So find the areas of agreement, emphasize those, and then show them how principle applies to it and expand out from there. But if they don't want to listen, then find someone who will.
And if words don't work, use your actions.
More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com. BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free number for you to bring up anything you want. 855-453-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. We've got them there for you. Download as many as would make you happy. You can go all the way back to late 2006. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And by the way, maybe you might be a cigarette smoker looking to quit the habit.
Well, Vaporsmiths can help you with that. And even if you aren't ready to quit, Vaporsmiths can help you anyway, because as Derek J. found out, Vaporsmiths is going to deliver the nicotine that you're looking for, but it's going to deliver it to you in a way that doesn't stink up your clothes, it doesn't stink up your mouth, it's not going to stink up your home. It's so convenient. You don't have to go outside if you're at a restaurant or a business of some sort. You can just do it right wherever you are, because it's not smoke. But yet it's nicotine delivered in a very similar fashion to a cigarette. It looks sort of like a cigarette, except it has a blue LED on the end of it, so it's way cooler than a cigarette, in my opinion. And not only that, but it tastes better because you can get different flavors. Now, Derek J., you have Vaporsmith's cigarette in your e-cigarette in your hands right now. What flavor is that? Is it cherry?
This one is strawberry.
Strawberry.
A very popular flavor. I do like it. I like all of the flavors that
I've tried. What's your favorite?
I'm torn. Okay, vanilla is delicious. It's like unbeatable, except by maybe clove. And
it's a unique. I like the clove myself.
I have to be in a different mood for one or the other, you know. And it's great that there are options like this. And they won't put holes in my clothes or something if I drop them or just
start a fire.
Yeah,
they won't do that either.
Right. I can just drop it in my pocket when I'm finished with it.
Right, and like you said, if your mood changes, you can change out the flavors. So if you're in a vanilla mood, then you can go that direction. And I really like the vanilla. That might have been my favorite as well. You can go to Vaporsmiths.com, learn more about the e-cigarette there, and get yourself a free starter kit. I mean, what do you got to lose here except more money smoking? If you switch over to Vaporsmiths, you're looking at saving $120 a month. If you're just a pack-a-day smoker, if you're smoking more than a pack-a-day, you're going to save even more than that. So you get your free starter kit when you purchase 40 cartomizers or more. And a cartomizer is essentially, as I understand it, equivalent of a pack of cigarettes. So purchase 40 cartomizers or more, get a free standard starter kit, which includes two e-cigarettes in there, so you can always have one that's charged up. You'll always have one at your beck and call if you need it, and it's there for you. So, and by the way, you can use our code to get this free deal. The code is FTL, so when you're ready to check out, just punch that code in over at Vaporsmiths.com, and as a bonus, you'll get free shipping on all orders over $60. So free e-cigarettes, just buy 40 cartomizers at least. You can always buy more than 40 if you'd like as well. And it's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or vaporsmiths.com. So we started the show out talking about your experience, Derek J., in being arrested at Keene's Central Square. It's kind of a go-to location for all manner of activism here in the Keene area where we do this show in New Hampshire. And you were there throwing a dance party. They came out. The cops didn't like that very much. They threatened you. You didn't want to give up the equipment. They took the equipment from you. You were arrested in this process for trying to protect equipment that wasn't yours, it was mine, and you were trying to keep it safe from the criminals that were trying to take it and were interested in kidnapping you as well. They did kidnap you. They pepper sprayed you, even though you were being completely peaceful. And now this is going to trial in what they call a bench trial. That's where it's just a judge, man in the robe, sits in front of this. There's no jury, at least not at this point, although you can get a jury later in New Hampshire. When you finish a bench trial and you're not happy with the results, you can then just do what they call a de novo jury trial, meaning they're starting from the beginning. It's all fresh, basically, and they're going to do a jury. And I believe you're facing three Class A misdemeanors in this case, including disorderly conduct.
Resisting arrest.
Resisting arrest.
Well, no, it was not disorderly conduct. It was
obstructing government administration.
Then resisting arrest when I expressed my desire not to assist in my own kidnapping by stepping into the cop car. And then third and finally, even when I was in a cell, I was charged with a crime, which is refusing to process.
So wait, there's three charges or four?
These is three.
Okay.
Three tomorrow, and then following the trial, immediately following the trial, there will be a hearing held on whether or not there will be another trial immediately following for my Give Peace a Chance.
Oh, wow, so this could be a doubleheader.
This could be a doubleheader. And the outcome.
So you're prepared for both trials tomorrow.
I have to be, because not only could I be put in a cage tomorrow and then have no time to prepare for my next trial? But it very well may happen tomorrow. So I may have two trials tomorrow.
And the other one is a Class A possession of marijuana. Is that right? Or controlled substance?
That's right. And then another Class A, which is a violation of my bail conditions.
So five misdemeanors.
Well, I'm counting four, really, because they didn't specify what resisting is. Not what resisting is, excuse me. me, but refusing to process.
Wow.
Which may be
You're
just
looking
a violation.
At years in jail. I mean, basically, quietly and peacefully having a small dance party at Central Square and, in another instance, smoking a little bit of plant material.
Which I didn't smoke.
Which you never actually got a chance to smoke it because they arrested you first.
Right, right. It was taken from my hands. And I actually got discovery back about that just a few days ago. And it was weighed in the laboratory. Get this. 0.11 gram.
Incredible.
So all this time and energy wasted by the state, spending your tax dollars trying to prosecute a peaceful person like me.
Now, you must be aware that you're not the first person to do marijuana civil disobedience.
That's right. I was inspired enormously by the work of Andrew Carroll.
Excellent. I was going to make sure you had seen that video, and folks who haven't can go to freekeen.com, search for Andrew Carroll, maybe look for pot at the same time, and you'll be able to probably be able to find this. It's a fairly old video at this point.
I just searched weed trial, that'll come up on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, it's
excellent.
The first one I found, yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's a video originally where he was arrested. Have you seen that one?
I have, yeah.
He goes out, it's in the middle of winter time. You did it in the summer. He goes out in the winter time with just a bud of marijuana that he held out in his hand in a public place, and he'd announced in advance he was going to do this. He goes out, he holds the bud of marijuana, and he kind of makes a speech about it and quotes some folks, and he had a good little presentation, and basically kind of hung around for a while because the police weren't there. And then 20 minutes later, as we were maybe thinking about leaving because nothing had happened, the police show up and put him under arrest, and he went to trial, and again, the trial video is available. But I think he ended up being convicted of, and sentenced to hundreds of dollars in fines.
$420.
Yes, that's right. That's ironically enough. Do you think they did that on purpose?
I don't think so, because
they did.
Yeah, well, who knows? But it was, to my knowledge, the first act of civil disobedience which was ever live-streamed to the Internet, which was very exciting.
Yeah, that's true, thanks to Coconut over at the Sharing Society forums. So he ended up walking to jail. I don't know if you remember that part of the story. When he was turning himself into the jail for his 13-day sentence, because in New Hampshire you can sit off a fine, basically. So if you got a $400-something fine, you can sit in at $50 a day and sit in the jail cell. So that's what he was doing. And he actually ended up walking out from Keene to, at this time the jail was in the next town over. He walked all the way to this other town. And if you're in a car, it's a 20-minute drive. So it was quite a hefty walk. And he had a nice crew of people out there supporting him. And it was really neat, the whole thing. So now it's all happening again with Derek J going to trial for another marijuana possession in public event here at 855-453. And this coming just days after Nurse Patricia Smith has been sentenced to prison by the Supreme Court for growing marijuana up here in New Hampshire. The drug war is going strong. There's not much living free happening here yet. Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet debt when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections in the new year, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. Dirk J., you had mentioned earlier there was a quote from Thomas Jefferson you wanted to share regards to jury duty. Do you don't have that anymore?
I don't have it handy anymore. It was that the jury is the last check and balance of the tyrannical government to hold it to the principles of the Constitution.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think it was important that Jefferson specifically stated that it's about holding the agents of the state accountable to the principles of the Constitution and not to the Constitution itself. Being a framer in that, it seems like he realized that the government would get out of control and wouldn't stick to that little piece of paper, which no one except for him and a couple of his buddies signed. So, yeah.
And if the jury actually held to their consciences, then we'd have a whole lot less government, I think, now than we do. But unfortunately, juries have been brainwashed and lied to over the years. And so when they end up sitting in the jury box, they're told lies by the people in the judiciary. They're told that they have to come up with a unanimous verdict, which is not true. They can be a hung jury, but they're not told that. They're not told that that's okay. They can do that, but they don't because they don't know any better. They've been, again, just lied to blatantly by these government guys. They don't tell them that they can use their conscience. They tell them they have to judge the law itself and none of, you know, just only the facts in the case, not how they feel, not what their conscience is telling them.
That's
right. And because of that, people suppress their urge to do what they feel is right and end up putting innocent, peaceful people in jail cells. And that's why talking about jury nullification is so important. Now, you won't be able to do that tomorrow at your trial, because it's a bench trial. You will be facing several misdemeanor charges, and you've got an interesting plan as far as what you want to do for your trial. You mentioned earlier that you're going to be calling a whole lot of witnesses. You're going to be calling me up there, even though I wasn't at the event, as a character witness. And you've got a lot of other folks you're going to be talking to. This is going to be a lengthy occasion.
Oh, it's going to take a long time, and that's the way I want it. I'm considering this a stage performance.
Yes.
And I am performing for the cameras.
There will be a camera there.
There will be more than one. There's going to be a camera facing just the judge, a camera facing just the witnesses, and an establishing camera.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I've already had it lined up, so we know who's going to be filming there. One of the other co-hosts, Nemi.
Sounds optimistic. I hope that you are allowed to do that.
Well,
because normally the man in the robe only wants one camera in the courtroom.
Uh-oh. So, well, I hadn't considered that would be the case, but yeah. It very well may be.
You should be able to have the multiple operators in the multiple locations. I mean, there are certainly more than one permanently installed camera in the ceiling of that courtroom. The courtroom we're talking about is the same room. It's actually here in Keene. Keene's a small, it's not really a city. It's
right.
A big town, but it's technically called a city, like, by political designation. And so the court, in this case, there's two courts, and the one that you're going to, district court, rents the room from the city. So it's actually just a city hall room, where it's the same room where the city council meets. So court ends at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then it's open to the public, basically, at that point. And they have meetings there.
Well,
so for these city council meetings, they've installed a permanent robotic camera setup in that room.
With multiple cameras that
right.
capture all sorts of different angles, and they can use these for court as well.
In theory, they can use them for court. However, it's never been used for that purpose. The room is essentially wired up for that, you know, for professional broadcast purposes, because the local cable access channel broadcasts the city council meetings, and so the cable access channel, of which I was on the board for several years, decided that they wanted to spend the money to make it so that they could automate this as much as possible, rather than having to get if you ever dealt with volunteers, sometimes it can be a challenge. And so rather than having to bring volunteer crew in every city council meeting, bring all the cameras in, bring all the equipment down, and have all that stuff set up every single, you know, 2 weeks or whenever they have these meetings, and have all that crew in there, they made it so this permanently mounted cameras are there at all times. There's just one operator that they need to bring in now, and it's made it to a much more streamlined situation. I don't know if anyone has yet used that camera setup for their trial, but it sure would be great for someone to utilize that you know, those cameras, because
the equipment's
court
there.
Would freak out about it. They've never had that many cameras in there, and it wouldn't add any burden to the court because no one's standing in anyone's way. You're not obstructing anything. Because the idea of not having too many cameras in there is it could get cluttered. They don't want cameramen running back and forth, charging batteries and
stuff.
I
don't care what they say about there being distractions. The freedom of the press has to stand, and for one person to fill out a request and have it approved, and for the next person to fill out a request to film and have it denied is absurd, because there can be multiple news agencies covering the same trial, and who's to say that one is going to share with another? Who is the judge to deny one person freedom of the press and grant it to another? It's absurd and arbitrary, and I pray that will not be the case tomorrow.
Now, you've got several motions you're going to file, I believe, tomorrow morning with the court prior to the trial.
Yes.
And some of them are similar to motions you have filed previously in other courts. The last time was when I went to Concord for something, some hearing of some sort. You came with me, and you filed a motion, among others, a motion to wear sunglasses in court, as well as your hat. Am I correct about that?
Yep. Those are motions I've filed in the past. I've posted them online, so you can see them at livefreerdance.com. That
court.
They really happened.
Is that slash court or
well,
no?
Well, at livefreer.com. livefreeordance.com, you can see a link to the court section, and that's got all the court stuff. If you just want a shortcut, it's /court. But, it's got the documents that I received when I was in Concord by the judge who approved my motion to
It was approved,
wear
which was shocking
sunglasses.
To me. This man in the robe actually allowed you to, by motion, to wear sunglasses and a hat in his courtroom. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to see, because this Judge Burke here in Keene has kind of been known as a little tyrant when it comes to people wearing hats in his courtroom. He's arrested multiple people for wearing hats. He's arrested a man for putting a hoodie up. He's arrested it's all kinds of crazy stuff that's gone on in this courtroom. And this is going to be your first time going to a trial under this guy. My first time at trial, I was arrested right out the gate for not sitting down fast enough. I have a feeling that was because he was upset at me for basically talking out of turn during my arraignment and kind of stepping out of line in a way at the arraignment, so he wanted to punish me and teach me a lesson for that.
Shame on you.
But you're coming to court with pre-written motions. You're going to really be approaching this in a kind of an unusual professional manner.
I already have. I have a laundry list of motions that I've already filed, some of which have been granted. One that's notable is my motion for a motion, which was granted.
What, really?
Yeah.
You granted that?
Oh, Lane, it appears.
So it's a different judge.
I'm really not aware, so I'll have to show you the...
Oh, you may not
It's online. Birth. It's online, so you can check, and I'll check momentarily, but... Yes, that was approved, and he wrote a little note about, but proper decorum must be recognized by all parties.
Well, the reason you wrote this one was because during my trial, when I got sent to jail for a couple months, the man in the robe there, and this was at a different courtroom, this is the Superior Court.
In Superior Court, right, Judge Arnold.
Right, this man said to the audience that you may not show emotion at any point throughout the trial.
No exaggeration, those were his words. You may not even show
applause,
facial expressions.
No facial change, no visualization or manifestation of emotion was allowed. He not only that, he also prohibited people from wearing shirts with messages on them. So, for instance, Rich Paul was there, one of the activists who, no relation, happened to be wearing a Ron Paul shirt and was forced to either leave or turn his shirt inside out.
That's right. And another person was wearing a Rosa Parks shirt and it was asked to put it inside out.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, because he was promoting civil disobedience.
You never know what to expect out of this, but if you're going to have Judge Lane... You may have a better time in court tomorrow than you were expecting. He's much more easier going than Burke is. We'll find out more about what happens tomorrow, and if Derek is out, maybe we'll hear from you then. We're coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733 in here tonight.
And Derek J.
And we've been talking in detail about Derek J's current pending legal situations, where he was arrested for throwing a quiet, peaceful dance party at Central Square and pepper sprayed as he was peacefully questioning the officer's request that he get in the police car instead of an order or demand. Was facing several misdemeanor charges from that, also facing misdemeanor charge in a marijuana possession case as well. We were just talking about some of the motions you filed for the court cases tomorrow that you're going to be having tomorrow morning in Keene, New Hampshire. And one of them was a motion for emotion, which is in relation to the fact that you knew that another judge in one of these courts had banned people from expressing any emotion in his courtroom, which seems really outrageous. But yet he got away with it because he's a little tyrant and people are afraid. And so he got away with banning people from expressing emotion. But you filed a motion for emotion, which basically said what?
I wanted to be sure that as the defendant, I would be able to use my emotion to help make my case, because I feel like it's a vital part. Well, why don't I just read an excerpt from you it here? I said that being aware that Judge Arnold had banned emotion previously, I pray that this court will accept that this is the most basic expression of human existence, and it is natural and indeed plays a vital role in the presentation of evidence. In addition, expressing evidence before the court, coupled with reason and sound argumentation, is simply an unavoidable part of a peaceful dispute resolution among humans. And so it was neither granted nor
right. You
denied.
You thought it was approved. We've actually reviewed the actual returned paper from the court here. And this just goes to show that when you think you know the system, they can throw a curveball at you any time. That if you think that there are rules that apply to this system, you are shown that the rules can be whatever they want them to be. Because I have never, in my years of attending trials, I mean, I've been going to these trials and recording them and putting those recordings online for half a decade now, and I've never seen a motion where a judge wrote on the form where there's two checkboxes. One says motion denied. One says motion granted. He's drawn an arrow, a double arrow, between the two and the word...
Neither.
Neither.
It's totally absurd. Another one that I thought was interesting is that I motioned the judge to recuse himself because I would find it impossible for any adjudicator to judge one case with the same defendant right after another case and not have a bias one way or another. I mean, if I was found guilty in the first trial, then how could the same judge have a totally fresh view of the next crime being alleged?
Apparently he believes he can, and because he denied that motion and didn't bother to explain himself.
No, he had no explanation, just denied and then a little chicken scratch signature.
Now, you should be able to ask him for an explanation prior to starting the trial. You should be able to talk to, and by the way, you were also incorrect on the judge. It was it is going to be Burke, it appears, so... The bad judge in town will be in charge of the trial. But you should be able to get him to explain to you prior to starting your trial. Before we begin, I have a couple questions on some of these motions that I got back from you. Why did you rule this way on this motion? And you should be able to get him to give some sort of an explanation on that.
It's all about the video, yeah. So I am interested in getting some answers. I don't expect to get some answers, but I do want to hold their feet to the fire when, you know, they've threatened me with guns if I don't appear at this place. Well, I'm going to make it my stage.
You know what? Since we're talking about courts, it's worth bringing up the Juris Dictionary. If you've ever been the victim of injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are too expensive, and I don't blame you, they are. JurisDictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with information on how to use the court's rules, and until you know their rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts and costs less than an hour with any good attorney. Their 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit their website at jurisdictionary.com where you can grab free tips and tactics newsletters weekly, free legal dictionary, free videos, and of course buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Use their pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard about it from Free Talk Live. That's jurisdictionary.com. Now, you've got potentially two trials tomorrow. We've talked in detail about
that's
the
how
Live
they
for
were
Your
scheduled.
Dance. Right.
Yeah.
LiveForYourDance.com/court is where you can get a lot of the documentation and the information and videos on Derek's arrest at Central Square for throwing the dance party. Then also, there was another event a week later? It didn't seem like it was that long after, where you were arrested in Central Square again, this time for sitting down next to a police officer and preparing to enjoy a bowl of marijuana.
That's right. I was just simply sitting in the park. The police officer came and sat next to me. I had had some lovely conversations with law enforcement preceding this event where I had made verbal contracts with various police officers in the vicinity that I wouldn't put my hands on them and they wouldn't put their hands on me as strangers. We just thought that was the appropriate protocol to follow, and that many agreed on video that would be the...
They broke their agreement.
They sure did. One of the women who was supposedly one of the arresting officers did keep her agreement for a little while. You'll see in the video that she actually doesn't put her hands on me. She has some emotion in her face that it's easy to read. She's having a difficult time with, how do I get
him? I told
him
this, but now I'm being told this by my superiors. Now, this video, is this also on liveforyourdance.com/court?
It sure is.
Okay. Because liveforyourdance.com is your blog site. It's not just a specific site just for this court trial. This is your blog site.
Right. So if anyone has any questions about the videos that I'm in or am producing or the court cases that are upcoming, you know, there are things that I haven't mentioned on FTL that are coming up, and they're featured on liveforyourdance.com/court.
All right. So you may go to trial on the marijuana possession charge tomorrow, but maybe not. There's a hearing as to whether or not that should go forth tomorrow. You're prepared for the trial.
Right.
So what did you want to share with the audience about that?
Well, the only thing I wanted to share was that the court had initially scheduled two of these trials back-to-back. It was going to be the same judge, two different trials, one right after the other. The state has motioned for a continuance because they apparently didn't have their information back from the lab.
Which is interesting. I mean, it's been months.
Right. But in discovery, I did receive those lab results, so it seems like the state will know...
You got the lab results, but the state saying they didn't?
Well, they filed the motion to continue, and then shortly thereafter, I received the results in my discovery. And so I'm uncertain when the whole time frame happened, but it seems like the state will no longer be wishing to continue. So it looks like after the Live Free or Dance trial tomorrow, there will be a hearing where the state says, never mind, we don't want to continue. We would like to take care of this case right now. So,
and you would prefer to put it off?
I would prefer, if I am free, if I am free to walk out and adequately prepare for my next trial, I would like more time to do that. If I'm going to be in a cage while I'm awaiting this next trial, I would prefer to take care of it right away.
Well, so you're going to have to play that by ear then to some extent, but I think that one thing you can generally count on, since this is district court, you will probably have the opportunity to appeal and appeal to a jury because these are Class A misdemeanors. You're facing jail time tomorrow. And because of that, you have this so-called right to a jury trial. And usually, every time I've ever seen it happen, this particular judge has allowed people to opt into an appeal. He then gives you 30 days in which to file the appeal. And presuming you file within that 30-day window, then the other court will take the case, and they'll schedule a hearing, and it'll be out of the district court's hands. And so you should be able to avoid jail tomorrow unless you're arrested for contempt of court for some reason. You should be able to appeal everything and then jump it all to a jury trial and then wait however long it's going to be to the jury trial.
I want to get this in front of a jury right away. I know that a jury will not convict me if presented with the video evidence that I've already submitted.
I hope you could be the first activist up here who is actually found not guilty on all counts by a jury.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Thus far, that has not happened. In Weed Clause's trial, he was found guilty of a misdemeanor weed possession charge instead of a felony growing charge. So the jury brought it down. They didn't fully nullify it, however. In my trial, I was found not guilty on resisting, but found guilty of obstructing government administration. So I only got halfway there. Bob Constantine got, you know, sort of halfway there. Pina Damo won their trial on felony wiretapping charges, but that was in Massachusetts, so it doesn't really count for the Shire movement.
But I do think that the message has been clear throughout the cases which you've mentioned. In any of them, when there's video, there's a better likelihood of being found not guilty.
That's true.
And so you had some video when you were standing in front of a cop car,
yes,
and the
and
jury
Damo
got to see
well.
That. Pete Nademo had tons of video that they were able to show the jury, which really took the authority away from the police officers who were lying on the stand about the wiretapping charges and showed what really happened.
So we're going to give you more recap on what actually happens at the trial tomorrow. Derek J., you're going to stick with us for the remainder of the show, as you always will. 1 hour remains. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. Coming up, the audio of Ron Paul being booed at the debate in South Carolina last night. It's just absolutely awful. And whatever you want to talk about goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tuck Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.